Now, Russia has issued a warning to the United States as tensions between Moscow and NATO are already running high. The Kremlin says it will respond to the entry of a U.S. warship into the Black Sea with unspecified measures. The USS Porter reportedly entered the Black Sea a few days ago. The move has raised concerns in Moscow because the vessel has recently been fitted with a new missile system. This comes as NATO, led by the United States, has stepped up its military buildup near Russia's borders since it suspended all ties with Moscow in April 2014. That happened after the Crimean Peninsula and the Black Sea rejoined Russia following a referendum. Moscow has criticized what it calls NATO's expansion policy to include countries in the Western Balkan region. Russia says this directly harms its strategic interests. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. James Jatras, who is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Washington. Mr. Jatras, that certainly sounds like a warning coming from Russia of an escalation, even maybe violence, do you think?
I don't think violence, but I do think that the Russians will probably send some planes out and maybe some surface vessels to let the Porter know that they're being watched and they should be very careful of their activities. But and of course, when they do that, we'll hear a lot of hue and cry from here in the West about how the Russians are aggressive and look, the bear is growling, and this shows why NATO has a relevant mission. And frankly, I think that's what the purpose of sending the Porter into the Black Sea is so that it will provoke some sort of reaction, which then can be pointed to by NATO and by the Western governments to say, see, NATO is still relevant. See, we need to spend more money.
Right, so it seems that, Mr. Jatras, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that the West, especially the United States, keeps provoking and keeps pinching almost. And then when there is a reaction, as you said, that there will be a hue and cry. But aren't they playing with fire in a sense? Because it's not like Russia is a small military. It certainly is a superpower as well.
That's right. And this is where these people behave like children playing with matches in a room full of gasoline. You know, back during the Cold War, the United States and the Soviet Union in those days did play these games of chicken sometimes, but there was a kind of a rules of the road to it. People understood we were dealing with another power that has the capacity to destroy us. In fact, the only one on the planet that has the capacity to destroy us. You don't provoke one another just for gratuitous reasons, for no reason at all. And that's exactly what these people are doing. They're trying to find some way to provoke a response from Moscow to justify the existence of this bureaucracy that should have gone out of business a quarter century ago. And it's extremely dangerous, and I don't think they realize the potential consequences of what they're doing if something goes wrong.
Right, and so where does the end of all of this, Mr. Jastrow? Because, you know, every so often we do report on such things happening, be it close to China's borders or close to, of course, Russian borders. Where will all this end up? Will this stop at some point? Because we're reaching a crossroads, certainly.
Well, frankly, I think this is also relevant to our national election. Mr. Trump, whom I support, says that he will talk to the Russians, he will talk to the Chinese, that he is a person who wants to make deals. And I think if we can come to an understanding of where our mutual interests are and where our interests need to be deconflicted, we can do that. What I really worry about is that the policy we see now under Barack Obama will be taken to the next level by Hillary Clinton, who has never met a war she didn't like and is very provocative toward the Russians as well as toward the Chinese. And I am afraid, maybe not so much out of calculation, but out of negligence and sheer irresponsibility, something could assume catastrophic proportions.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Jatras, we of course appreciate your insight. That was James Jatras, who was speaking to us live from Washington.